We thank the Lord for giving us that name, that nothing can contend with that name. Nothing can contend with that name. Nothing can challenge that name. Nothing can withstand that name. Nothing can stand that name. Nothing can face that name. Nothing can overcome that name, because that name is super above every other name. Every other names are under his footstool. He has the capacity to swallow any other name, because that name is given from the Lord Most High. That name of Jesus, that is answerable to every situation. Whatever situations that anyone that we're passing through, that name is big enough. That name is enough to answer. That name is enough to come to our aid as we call on him. The name that has never stopped to his answer. The name that has never stopped to whenever when we call on him, we worship your name. Beloved, go ahead and begin to exalt the Most High God for giving us the name that we use to challenge situations, the name through which we have our dominionship. Let us open our mouth and begin to appreciate God. Let us most extol the Most High God. Let us bless the one who is highly exalted. Let us praise the one who is good, who is awesome, who is merciful, and who is faithful in every description. Love him, extol him, magnify him, bless him, give him praise. Magnify the one that is good, extol the one that is awesome. Ah, Lord, we worship your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We praise your name. Oh, Lord Almighty, thou art worthy to be praised. Oh, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, Lord, you are worthy. Oh, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy, Lord. Worthy, Lord. You are worthy. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. The one who cannot lie. The one who is faithful even to his word. The one who exalts his word more than his name. Even though his name is answerable to every request, yet he has told his word than his name. And he has given on his word that his word, through his word, we have victory. Through his word, we overtake. Through his word, we recover. Through his word, we take what belongs to us in destiny. Father, we thank you for your word and for your name. We thank you for your name and for your word, which you have given us as our tools in the journey of life. Thank you, Abba Father. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, we worship you. El Shaddai, we glorify your name. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. Oh God, we exalt your name. Oh God, we honor your name. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, we exalt you. Hey, we magnify your name. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. We are magnifying your name. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we extol you. Jesus, we honor you. Jesus, we magnify your holy name. For there is none like you. We look to the east, we look to the west, north and south. We see none like you. Oh Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, oh Lord my God. When I'm in awesome wonder, consider all the works thy hands have made. Help me sing. I see the stars.
I heal the mighty thunder. Thy power throughout the universe display. Dancing my soul, my Savior, God, you deem. How great thou art, how great thou art, dancing my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Oh Lord, we praise the Lord, we praise the Lord, we praise ye the Lord, because is good and his mercy shall endure, because is good, is good, and his mercies, and his mercies shall end, because he's good, because he's good, he's good, and his mercies shall end. Oh, because you are good, is good, and his mercies, and his mercies shall end. Oh, and his mercies shall end.
People of God, we have every reason to worship our God. Beloved, in the world, things are happening, and we are living in the same world with people. Not that we are better than those people, but it is the faithfulness of God that we are not consumed. Beloved, for every other thing that is most important is gift of life. Gift of life. Anyone that have the benefit of this, many things are assured of some, that person. I want you to open your mind and appreciate God. That God, I thank you that for everything, above all, I am alive. Above all, you are helping me that I'm alive. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you because I can boldly say this is the Lord's doing, because you have kept me, because you have given me the breath to see today. And before we can see today, meaning that we have seen days before, and today is going to an end because his help has sustained us to see from the beginning of today to this moment. And by his grace, we are seeing beyond this time in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and love the Lord with your worship. Go ahead and love the Lord with your praise. Go ahead and love the Lord with your worship. It is the Lord's doing that you will not consume, because his mercy endures forever. It can be only God in our life. life. Our Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship your name. Adonai, we exalt you. Adonai, we glorify your name in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Adonai, we pour our appreciation to you. Lord, despite all what the devil is throwing at us, we are rightly standing. It is the Lord's doing in our life. It is the Lord's backing in our life. It is the Lord's help in our life. That's why we can be sustained. That is why we can pass through the fire and yet we are not consumed. That is why we can pass through the water and the water did not overwhelm us. Father, we praise your name. Father, we thank you. Father, we do not take it lightly. Father, we give you all the glory. Father, we give you all the honor. Be magnified. Be exalted. Oh God. Oh God. Be praised. Be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, efi ope fun Oluwa olore. Nitori anu re duro lai lai. Efi ope fun Oluwa awon Oluwa. Nitori anu re duro titi lai lai. Efi ope fun Oluwa awon Oluwa. Tori anu re duro titi lai lai. Efi ope fun Oluwa awon Oluwa. Nitori anu re duro titi lai lai. Efi ope fun Oluwa awon Oluwa. Nitori anu re duro titi lai lai. Efi ope fun Oluwa awon Oluwa. Nitori anu re duro titi lai lai. Beloved, go ahead and love God the more. Give God praise. It can be only him in our life. Let's magnify God. Beloved, God has been good. Let's appreciate him. God has not repaid us the way we did to him. He always show us mercy. Even though we may not righteous, even though we are not measured up to standard, yes, we come by the entrance of his mercy. Let's appreciate God. Let's give God praise. Lord, we magnify your name. Lord, we praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be glorified. Oh Lord, we are worthy to be magnified in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For we have nothing to give you than to thank you, our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, El Shaddai. We praise your name in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In the book of Psalm 46, verse 1, now God makes this avenue for us in various ways. And Psalm 46:1 said, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Meaning that God did not promise us that that will be trouble-free. But look at a help even before the trouble. Said, even when trouble comes, but the help is here. But as far as you have come this evening, that help of God arises for you in the name of Jesus. The help of God arises for you in the name of Jesus. The very present help, those not ordinary help, but the very present help for that need arises for you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every area, enemy thing, they have done their best. The Lord is coming out with the one that is far better in the name of Jesus. Through the orchestration of his present help, the help of God is coming through expressly in the name of Jesus. 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 Beloved, this evening we are come to pray. And by the presence of the present helper, we are more than conqueror in the name of Jesus. Victory is assured in the name of Jesus. For a few minutes we are going to spend, I want us to open our mouth and pray. Look at that verse we read. Our refuge and strength. Meaning that along the line, in the journey of life, we are going to need a refuge. At the journey of life, we are going to need our strength. And also, at a certain position, we are going to need help. But look at it. The refuge, the strength, and the help are being made as a provision for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why, look at what Pastor said. He said, therefore, we will not fear, though the help be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Meaning, whatsoever the enemy is throwing at us, by the present help, we will keep remain standing and do exploit in the name of Jesus. Not only standing, but we will do exploit in the name of Jesus. Because our God is in for us. And the Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Even devil, their master, cannot be against us. That's why this night we want to decree upon our life. We want to open our mouth wide and prophesy upon our life. Beloved, as the world is rolling by, the same thing, devil is orchestrating his own crusade here and there. And when the time we are needing the refuge, the strength, and the help is very present now. Because devil is not relenting in different ways, different levels. But as for me and you, we will thrive and flourish in the name of Jesus. Like I was speaking to a brother in our church this morning. He was telling what I was talking to him. And you know, I said, I'm going to come to church, but this, that, and this is, I say, but despite all, thanks should be given to God. He said, yes, anyway. And I said, and for that reason, no matter what it seems is coming to you, what the Lord has for you as an agenda is what we manifest. And as I said, you will thrive and you will flourish in the name of Jesus. And as for you as well, as you are saying amen in the land of the living, you are thriving and flourishing in the name of Jesus. Every of your efforts will not go in vain in the name of Jesus. The breath of God come upon them in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to pray and prophesy to our life. Beloved, the word itself knows what is accrued to every one of us, what is meant for us, what is due to us. But the word will not deliver, we don't want to deliver it. And rather, it will be bringing the opposite. I was watching a story, it's a story. One guy, the parent sent him to school, university. Well, along the line, maybe the father was not in good capacity. It was his mother trying everything. This boy finished the final level, and he went to go and served. But before he finished the service, and the mother has put many things in place that, he said, Ali, this guy, he will see this guy wearing this service uniform in our presence. And even that alone, he said, that alone, that was what the guy said. He said, that alone, the mother said, is enough for him, for her. That, okay, seeing all our effort, that at the end of the day, this guy wore this service uniform and he had the certificate. But when this guy will come back from the service, the mother is no more. They buried the mother and they now go and erect a place. They didn't want to tell the guy. But when the guy came, he see that the whole house is dry. So he went to go and meet his daddy cannot talk. Some elders and one woman that took the charge of everything in the house, now take him to a corner and said, look at that front. That is your mom. That guy doesn't know what to do. With sorrow, with pain, he now went and removed all his uniform. And he got to that place and he dust everything. He dust, used broom, dust every cobwebs, and I put all the uniform, shirt, trouser, shoe, and put it and started weeping on the grave. That you said to me, he said to him that he will try everything that to make sure that he wore this thing, but it is behind you, but yet I'm still putting it on your grave. Meaning that the effort of that woman physically wasted. And this evening when I was meditating, the Spirit of God just took me to Eli. Can someone help me to look at 1 Samuel? 1 Samuel chapter 4. Because of time, we will not read the story, but I just want to read something that happened. 1 Samuel chapter 4. Look, verse 18, quickly. Verse 18. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck broke, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel for 40 years. Who was that? Eli. Eli, a judge, not ordinary judge, a priestly judge, who has judged Israelite for 40 years. A priestly judge whom, after the birth of Samuel, his mother released him to this priest. And for a mother to release even a young, even though we are told, okay, Samuel's mother made a promise to God, but yet to have released his son and his firstborn that time to Eli, meaning that this man was a high reputation prophet, priest. And he brought Samuel in godly way. And he helped him to develop the gift on him. But look at what happened to this man. Every other people will come to do sacrifice. No, and he will carry the sacrifice to God. He will do the priestly assignment to them. He will offer priestly service unto them. But at the end of the day, he lost it totally. We are told that his children, if Bible characterizes his children, they say, children of Belial. But what I'm after is that upon all what this man asked, he does not have an happy ending. He had a wasteful effort. Beloved, we are going to pray. There are some things that it is a must that we must enjoy. Today I was at office. I always think of it is we of this color that feel the pain that, okay, we want to do this one. One of the officers I just feel I should not come to work anymore. I just sit down at home. And this man is the range of 55, 50, 58. I just sit down at home and have my rest. And the second person say, you dare not do that. Well, yeah, I know. I've got bills to pay. Everybody wants ease. Everybody is thinking, okay, this I have done to take me to somewhere, but not yet. Meaning that we are putting more. We are putting more effort. We are doing more. It is a must that we must enjoy the fruit of our labor. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Whatever that has vowed that it shall not be so, all what they put together is crumbled today in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray to yourself and
ask the evil that, oh God, as for me and my destiny, I refuse to be wasted. My effort in life refuse to be wasted. I refuse to be wasted. Everything I put to life, I refuse to be overwhelmed by warfare of life. The warfare of life is ranging. The warfare of life never go down. The warfare of life is ever burning. But in this, oh God, I refuse for my destiny. I refuse for my household. Everything I put to life, I refuse warfare of life to overwhelm me. Open your mouth and pray that, oh God, my destiny is in your hand. I preserve it in you. Oh God, I refuse to be overwhelmed. The warfare of life will not overwhelm me. The warfare of life will not swallow effort I put to life. In the name of Jesus, begin to decree, begin to pray. Oh God, I have come to this one life. My effort I put to life. Every labor, every task, everything I put together will not be wasted. In the name of Jesus, I will enjoy what you have for me. In the name of Jesus, I will enjoy. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help me. Jehovah, I cry in your presence. I cry in your presence this evening. My God, the one that owns me, the one that seeth me, I refuse to be overwhelmed as the arrow of warfare flying daily and night. I refuse to be taken away untimely. I refuse not to tie me down. I refuse to be wasted in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every effort of mine, I refuse it to be wasted. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Every effort of the enemy will not materialize upon my life, upon my effort. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray to yourself. We are going to pray to God for yourself. That whatever enemy is throwing, to some, it will throw instability. To some, it will throw pandemonium. To some, it will throw just strange disease all of a sudden. To some, something will just come and it will tie them down. And this journey will end. So that's the bus stop they will be. I stand upon the efficacy of the word of God on the altar of God today. I decree whatever the enemy is throwing at you in order to distract you, not to go further. Today, every instrument of war, they are turned to pieces in the name of Jesus. They are turned to pieces in the name of Jesus. By the power in the name of Jesus, we withdraw every strength of war enemy is throwing at you in the name of Jesus. All those instruments, we declare them fair today in the name of Jesus. Lord, if we call your name and you assure us that your name answerable to every request, the power in your name, that's what the Bible told us. The power in your name, the power in your name, we invoke it right now to the source where enemy is launching all his artillery. We send you as a missile. Let it destroy every work of darkness into peace right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That was Samuel 4. Look at verse 19. We are going to pray. We as prayer, we are going to pray. We are going to pray. We will pray this valorously. Verse 19. Look at verse 19. It says, and his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law, her husband, were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pain came upon her. 20. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said unto her, "Fear not, for thou hast borne a son." But she answered not, neither did she regard it. 21. And she named the child Ish-Kabod, saying, "The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." And she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken." Calamity that will make us to utter negative words from our mouth. Incident that will make us to do according to that happening. Father, we join voice together. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We are going to pray as parents that, oh God, look at, see, what they always said is that a mother cannot hear the sound of her child and she will not give her attention. But look at verse 20, that 19 or 20 or something like that. It said, and when they told her that she gave birth, she regarded it not. The current incident before her has overwhelmed her. You are going to open your mouth and pray that, oh God, especially me as a parent, whatever you have given to me in life, disaster, calamity, I refuse to upon it in the name of Jesus, upon my children, upon my household, upon those things that give me joy. Any calamity from any corner of the world, any disaster that will come today, I stop it, I arrest it in the name of Jesus, both now and in future, I arrest them. Open your mouth and decree it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we start as earthly parent, oh God, whatever you have given to us, whatever we have thrived in this life, whatever we have longed for, whatever we have toiled for, and we have had it to our stress, to our tears, oh God, will not suddenly evaporate in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we refuse to utter out a calamitous statement on our mouth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, our life is in your hand. Oh God, our life is in your hand. Oh God, we are yours. That's why we stand in your presence and we intercede. Any situation, any incident, any news that will make us to say according to what we are seeing, oh God, we refuse it in the name of Jesus. We reject it in the name of Jesus. We reject it. We rebook it. We reject it. We rebook it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we send forth your word. We arrest such situations even before they happen now and in future. In the name of Jesus, we sow our prayer to the future of all those things you are giving to us. Our children, our career, our job, everything you are giving us. Oh God, we not suddenly disappear in our presence. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, Father, every effort of darkness over what you are giving us, we destroy them in the name of Jesus. Everything the enemy is putting together, oh God, upon all those things you are giving us, we decree by the authority of your word, those things, they are protected in the name of Jesus. They are protected in the mighty name of Jesus. They are protected in the name of Jesus. They are protected in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we cry unto you. They are protected in the name of Jesus. Lord, we hide them under the refuge of the Most High God. We call for strength and we ask for help over everything you have given unto us, especially our children. Oh God, the rod of the wicked will not rest upon them in the name of Jesus. As they are growing up, as they are moving forward, power in life, and we are seeing them and we are happy. Oh God, the rod of the wicked will not rest upon them in the name of Jesus. We forbid the hand of the enemy upon them. We forbid the orchestration of darkness upon them in the name of Jesus. Beloved, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and declare. Open your mouth and give instructions to the heavens upon everything God has given to you. Declare. Rako pashade, esheko ketebere, ikabane gede gede, ikambana gada 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 gada, reko pande yagada, rokoto, rekapada, ikandele bosha, rapadoko shegede, elabarakada. We refuse the handwork of the adversary. We refuse the handwork of adversary. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray one more time. And you are going to speak the word. Because the word of God is live. And is a two-edged sword. Piercing to the bone and the marrow. Because it's the designer of the thought and intent of the heart. You are going to release that word. That in the name of Jesus, peradventure, anything the hand of the adversary has been laid over. Anything the hand of the adversary has laid on concerning what belongs to me or concerning any part of my body, I recover them. I recover them. Whatsoever the hand of the enemy has rest upon either my children or any part of my body or anything I have today, I recover them. Go open your mouth and decree, recover them in the presence of God, with the word of God, with the command of God. Decree, recover them. Anything that belongs to us, anything that we have, anything that has somehow taken away, or anything that somehow is being withheld, anything that is in the prison of the enemy, today we recover it in the name of Jesus. We recover it in the name of Jesus. Anything whatsoever, anything that we have, anything in our bosom that the enemy has taken by any means, today we recover them in the spirit. We recover them back in the name of Jesus. The word of God, go forth, recover them in the name of Jesus. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we recover them. We recover them in the mighty name of Jesus. We recover them in the name of Jesus. Any organs in our body under the captive of the adversary, any organ in our body that we are seeing it today, anything that we are having the feeling that is in the captivity of the adversary. Today, we stand by the entrance of your word. We stand by the efficacy of your word. We recover them. We recover them. We recover them. As we issue this word, let the power of your word go further. Begin to work recovery. We call for recovery. Recovery. Divine recovery. Divine recovery. Divine recovery. We speak out divine recovery. We speak out divine recovery upon anything that is under the captive of captivity. Oh God, oh, recover, recover, recover it in the name of Jesus. Recover, recovered, recovered in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Any part of our organs, oh God, we refuse the devil entrance on it anymore. We refuse devil easy entrance upon them in the name of Jesus. Easy access, we block it, we block it, we block it. Easy access of the adversary over our mind, over our mental health, we reject it, we reject it, we reject it. Every easy access from the camp of the adversary to our destiny, we block it today. We block it today in the name of Jesus. We block it. We block it by the power of your word, by the strength of your word, by your present help. We block it. Every easy access into our destiny from the camp of the wicked, we block them in the name of Jesus. We block them in the mighty name of Jesus. We block it. Devil, you are a liar. You are a liar. Upon my Zion, Bible says there shall be deliverance. So therefore, we call for the deliverance of our destiny. We call for deliverance of whatever is in captivity. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we are prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. If the Lord is still in the business of turning things around, if the word of God is yea and amen, if God's still the Lord Almighty over everything, Father, we decree by your word that is super above every other things. Lord, we decree through your word that every easy access of the adversary into what belongs to us today, they are blocked in the name of Jesus. They are blocked by fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We rebuke devil access into our life, into our destiny, into our mind, into our property, into what belongs to us. In the name of Jesus. What the Lord promised us is that the path of the righteous are like the shining light. In book of Proverbs, I think Proverbs 4:18. Said the path of the just are like the shining light. Yes. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That is the mind of God for us. But certain way, or in another way around, we are seeing the other side. We are seeing the other side. That's why even Job himself said, I think in Job 19, help me open it. Yes. Job 19, verse 8. He said, he has fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness in my path. He has fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness in my path. Beloved, if you read all of this thing, anyone that all of this thing happened to, it means that the mobility, the movement of that person is what? Is restricted. Easy access to opportunity is restricted. Anything that is good, that is all coming, is not possible because of all of these things. We are going to pray, and that will be toward the end of our prayer today. As I said earlier, the path of the righteous are like a shining light. And that light is not for a moment. You say, and it shine and shine. It shine and shine. As we are seated, I want us to raise our right hand up. That everything that always turns the positive to negative, wherever we are expecting good things, and yet it was the way around. Wherever we have projected things that is okay, or wherever by the extent of what we have put into it, we have to have a decent response of profit. But yet, it doesn't go that way. We are going to pray that, Lord, that every ancient evil, every ancient mysterious and unknown orchestration from the pit of hell, because of things, when you start giving your understanding to it and thinking it, you will find it hard to know what happened or who is it and what has gone wrong. Like this, in the world, they used to see something, say, you will explain, tired. We are going to pray that everything that always turn expectation down, anything that made expectation not to go the way it was expected, anything that nullifies effort and therefore does not yield the expected increase, that today all the network of the enemy behind this evil, today we bring them to an end. Bible said that let the work of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked do what? Come to an end. We are going to pray that, Lord, whatever is behind every evil, every wickedness behind my expectation, today I decree they come to an end in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that in the name of Jesus, wickedness behind my expectations, wickedness behind what's supposed to give me joy, today they come to an end. I utter out the command of God upon them. They come to an end in the name of Jesus. Come to an end. Come to an end. Every wickedness by enemies, they come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come to an end. Wickedness by enemies, by any name upon my life, upon what belongs to me, upon whatever I put into life. Oh God, I command wickedness from the pit of hell come to an end in the name of Jesus. Upon what will give me joy, upon my expectations, today come to an end. I charge you with the word of God, come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lastly, everybody, let's stand to our feet. We are praying this and we are taking it home. And it will rest with us in the name of Jesus. As we stand, we are going to raise our right hand. And as we decree, we are going to decree to yourself, your destiny, that in the name of Jesus, I bounce back. In the name of Jesus, I bounce back. Whatever the enemy have put together and told, okay, it is over for you, or that they have done their worst, say with the word of God that in the name of Jesus, I bounce back. I'm going to call the name of God 3 times, that in the name of Jesus, you will declare, I bounce back. As I call that name, I will call it once, you will answer me, I bounce back. I call it 2, you will answer me, I bounce back. I call it 3rd time, and you will answer me, I bounce back, and you will turn to prayer, that I bounce back, and begin to decree upon those things, that in this I bounce back, in that I bounce back. Are you ready? Come on, let's declare, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go ahead and declare. decree that in the name of Jesus, I bounce back. I bounce back more than before, more than the usual. In the name of Jesus, whatever has gone away, whatever the enemy has taken over, I bounce back in multitude, over and over. In the name of Jesus, I bounce back by your help, because your word say you are our present help in time of trouble. So therefore, by your help, we bounce back. We bounce back far more better than the former. In the name of Jesus, we bounce back. We bounce back. We bounce back. In the name of Jesus, I bounce back. I bounce back. In the name of Jesus, spiritually, I bounce back. I take new shape in you. I take new grace in you. In the name of Jesus, I bounce back. My family bounce back. Everything I have, they bounce back in a brand new way. In the name of Jesus, beyond the former, we bounce back in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. As we issue the verdict upon our life, our destiny, the help of the Lord break upon them in the name of Jesus. Let there be divine performances in Jesus' name. Let there be divine performances in the name of Jesus. Over every situation, we bounce back in the name of Jesus. The performance of the bounce back commence expressly in Jesus' name. Commence expressly in the name of Jesus. The power in the word of God, bring it to happening in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. So shall it be. So shall it be. In Jesus' name they are done. In Jesus' name they are done. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord Almighty.